This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're fighting just for our land. And for our freedom, despite the fact that all large cities of our country are now blocked, nobody is going to enter and intervene with our freedom and country. And believe you me, every square of today, no matter what it's called, is going to be called, as today, Freedom Square. In every city of our country, nobody is going to break us. We're strong. We're Ukrainians.
That was the president of the Ukraine, Zelensky, through his translator, who translated that obviously from Ukrainian into English. You can hear how he is so in the middle of this. Of course he is, in doing everything he can to help the people of the Ukraine and to do whatever he can to be there right in the middle of it. You see him with his helmet on and his flak jacket, and you know that he is part of that. You're not taking this democracy away from us, Russia, no way, no how. And please, Western world, help us however you can. Kate Delaney, thank you so much for joining us on this show. You've got Australian missiles that arrived in the Ukraine. You've got, as this conflict is so scary and we're seeing more images of people who have died and buildings that have fallen, there are also Russians that have died, troops, and that also find themselves not wanting to shoot at the Ukrainian people because they have history with the Ukraine, and there are Russians that live there, obviously. And this was what Putin's deal was, is that he wanted to take it back, but they want no parts of it, and it's clear that Zelensky is asking for any kind of help, more sanctions, anything that could possibly dissuade the Russians. And you have the U.S. and Europe mulling bans on Russian oil imports. Some people think this should have already been done, that this should have already happened to just ice out Putin and just crash Russia any way possible. Already the ruble is down, 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 and the Russian people are also themselves, many of them, protesting in Moscow and getting detained by the authorities there, but risking it because they don't like what they're seeing and they feel like they were lied to. So you, from the U.S. point of view, Russia is, some of the intelligence we found out, Russia is recruiting Syrian fighters to try to use their types of skills in this urban combat that's happening, and will this be what they need to get over the hump to overthrow the capital city in the Ukraine, Kyiv? Because we've seen that that has stood up, certainly. And what they're doing is they're offering money. Russia's offering Syrian fighters anything between $200 and $300 translated into U.S. money to operate as guards for 6 months. How many Syrian fighters have been recruited, that's not known, but we know that it is happening, and also that they could be in a support role too, kind of how they worked in Syria. And then there's some mercenary forces that Russia has possibly reached out to, and, you know, in, because I think the idea is that I don't believe that Putin thought that they weren't going to go in and just nail the Ukraine and this would be, that would be that. I don't think that he thought that was happening. But instead, there have been some serious repercussions, and like I mentioned, the Russian people are feeling it. But in the meantime, you know, It's like what the Ukrainians are saying. We are holding them off as much as we can, but we need planes. We need more weapons. And then part of the problem of that is the logistics, because NATO cannot go in. So troops of from any place NATO-wise cannot move into the country and deliver the weapons and deliver what they need. That aid is happening, but they've got to go and get it themselves at these border places like Poland, etc., and then pull them out. And that is the problem, because that's causing that backup or that lag of time when they're on the verge, when they're just trying to defend Kyiv and some of these other cities. It's all about that, right? And this is interesting, because the Ukraine on Monday is going to ask the United Nations top court to, they're going to ask them to issue an emergency ruling requiring Russia to stop its invasion, arguing that Moscow's justification for the attack is based on a bizarre interpretation of genocide law. So the court's rulings are binding and countries generally follow them, but they have no way to enforce them. You know, Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, is saying that Russia's special military action is needed. He's saying needed to protect people who have been subjected to bullying and genocide, meaning those whose first or only language is Russian in the eastern Ukraine. But the Ukraine is saying that that claim of genocide is untrue, and it's not any kind of legal justification for invasion. So this is what happens. The case has been lodged at the World Court. It's officially known as the International Court of Justice. And it centers on the interpretation of this treaty on the prevention of genocide from 1948 that was signed by both countries. So signed by the Ukraine, signed by Russia. And this treaty names the International Court of Justice as the forum for resolving disputes between anybody who signs, or these, so it would be Russia and the Ukraine in this case. And last week, even the executive board of the International Association of Genocide Scholars, I know it's all this technical gobbledygook, but they're important because they issued a statement saying that Putin was misappropriating and misusing the term genocide, that there's no evidence that this is going on in the Ukraine. So where does this go? We'll see. And then we'll see also, will Russia, Putin in particular, because obviously it's Putin, would he abide by the ruling if they say, no, game off, you have no reason for the invasion? Will they back off? Would they recede? I can't imagine that. I can't imagine with his ego and the fact that he is, I mean, he's a megalomaniac. I can't imagine that he would back out. But he'd say, oh, okay, you know, we're out, we're done. It doesn't seem likely. And then when we kept hearing nuclear options being thrown around, that was pretty scary. I mean, do we have to be prepared for the worst possible thing? What is the bridge too far for him? Do we know? I mean, what is it? What is the thing that would be just too much at this point? It's strange because, you know, we look at the Russian oil situation where we actually get more from the Russians than we do the Saudis. And what were we doing this whole time to not try to get in a more energy independent situation? I mean, that's the problem. I mean, we cut off Russian oil to the United States. We got to produce our own, people. I don't see anything in between. Do you have a solution to that? We got to produce it. And there's people that don't like that idea. All right, coming up, a little break from it all. Fair or foul next.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long Ozone neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Conversation with a couple of great authors. I'm going to introduce you to. You know how I'm all into that, right? High impact authors, just kind of getting the voices of some of these unsung, unknown people, getting their work out there in the world. Gloria Devine will join us, and Tom Foster as well to close us out. But right now it's time for Fair or Foul. Jeremy Paulson joins us. He is the technical maestro for this particular show. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello, Kate Delaney.
That's right. You said it right. I love it. Okay, so if we go to a pizza joint, oh, I love pizza, too. I am a connoisseur in a way of pizza. If we went to a pizza place after I walked 20 miles, would it be deep dish or thin crust? What would you want to order?
That's a tough call because those are my favorites.
Both of them?
Yeah, I don't like the middle ground. Like, I don't like the hand toss, like the middle ground.
Yeah, me either.
Like, I like the thin, or I like the deep dish, like the thick Chicago style.
You know what, though? Deep dish, sometimes it's hard to get good deep dish. It depends on the restaurant. If it's really good and they're known for deep dish, then maybe it's a... I think deep dish is like a treat, right? Because it's heavier. There's more dough than thin crust.
Thicker.
It's thicker. So that's like for a workout day when I crush it or whatever. It's like, okay, then fine. I will have the deep dish and some beer. I will have my...
Like, I'll have my one slice of deep dish because I can't eat more than one.
Right, but that's what I like about thin crust, right? Because it really is. It's so many...
Then you're like, yes, I'll have my half... pizza.
Yes, I'll take. Just Jeremy gets those two slices. I get the seven. Give it to me now. I you know, it's funny, and I do. I love pizza. It's got to be. I mean, on my list, it's probably my second favorite food. I just love it.
With pepperoni, extra pepperoni.
Oh,
pineapple. I'm sorry.
Oh, it makes me hungry. You have pineapple. No. Yeah, no pineapple.
Extra pineapple.
No pineapple on mine. Are you kidding me? So, okay, so we're in agreement. The middle ground, forget it. We're not the hand toss or the other stuff. It would be either deep dish or thin crust, and we just depend. So it's kind of an unfair, it's a foul question because neither one of us can pick. I mean, if you have to pick one, you got to pick one. So I guess I would go with thin crust. No more.
Depends if I want leftovers.
That's right. No more. No more. That's what's good about pizza. When you're poor, it's awesome because you get it and then you have leftovers. You just got to hide it from roommates or whatever. So for me, it's a husband. So if he finds any leftovers, he's eating them. So you got to hide them, got to bury them deep in the bowels of the refrigerator because he'll never find it.
Well, see, he has the trick. He can just put pineapple on it.
Oh, yeah. If you told him that, that would be... If any listener or you told him that, that would be dangerous because he would do that. He would do that. He'd be like, okay, I know what I can do to get my share of the pie. So you and I are both watching this, and it just had its premiere on Sunday. But HBO has a show called... It's a series. It's called Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. So the fair or foul question is, when you're doing true stories, like especially with sports, biographical types of... This is based on a book, and a lot of times it is. Biographical type of sports stories, are they usually pretty good or are they usually pretty bad? What do you think?
I think they're good. I mean, you just don't know how much of it's real, like facts, you know, compared to like a documentary. It's usually pretty straightforward, where a docuseries is like, did that really happen? Or are they just saying that to make it more appealing?
Okay, so since you were a film major, you know that that's what they do. They try to make, like, Moneyball. That was about the A's, the Oakland A's. Remember the Titans, Glory Road, The Blind Side. You know, there's a lot of movies we could point to. And I think they do add some Hollywood-esque kind of moments a lot of times. But if it's about somebody, and I've interviewed a lot of athletes who have had movies about them, and they'll say they were happy, you know, a lot of times, that yeah, I was happy with it. And, yeah, maybe it was one thing was exaggerated a bit, but, yeah, this pretty much is what happened. And I've heard that a lot from a lot of different people. So in this case, it's interesting. I agree with you. I think most of them are fair because I think it's hard to get sports movies or series made because they can really flop. And in a world where they don't want a lot of flops, you got to put money behind, you got to hire the actors, you got to pay, blah, 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 blah. The sports movies or sports series, other than documentaries, are very tough to get made.
I agree.
So you have a good chance that it's going to be good. So when you hear about the Lakers dynasty, and of course in this there was so much sex and craziness, and it's L.A. and the whole L.A. thing. And I interviewed Magic Johnson twice. I was in Vegas, and he is very nice. It just has a huge smile. It's infectious. And
I was just going to say, what about his smile and energy? Did
yeah.
he bring that?
Oh, totally. Totally. I don't know that he turns that off. I mean, maybe his family would see that, like, when he's exhausted or whatever. But I saw him, like, he didn't have to be super, the one time I talked to him, he didn't have to be super Republican, but he was personable. He was really that way. I really enjoyed talking to him, and I talked to Kareem one time as well, and he was pretty good. He wasn't as, infectious as Magic was.
I heard Kareem was very soft-spoken. And kept
yeah, himself. Very soft-spoken. So you got to really you're leaning in with that mic. What'd you say? Yeah, you're. But he was incredibly talented. And then Dr. Jerry Buss. One time I had a chance to talk to him, and he was wow. He was like, he was funny. He was just a funny guy. Funny. So it's interesting watching this. The rise of the Lakers dynasty. And I didn't grow up in Los Angeles. In fact, we were Sixers fans. So that's the opposite of L.A. But And that time I was young, and of course I knew about the team, and I knew what happened, the Larry Bird, everybody knows that. I mean, you could be in your 20s and you know those stories, you just have to look a few things up. But
yeah, I can't wait to see the next episode and see what they do with Larry Bird. Like,
I can't either.
Who's going to play Larry Bird?
Yep. Who's going to play Larry Bird? That's what I think, too. All right. So we move on to this. Condiments like mustard or mayo or ketchup or none on the things you eat?
Condiments. I like condiments.
Yeah, me too.
I put condiments on all my stuff.
Me too. Lots on everything.
I do a lot of toppings on everything. Like,
yeah, me too.
I just went to Chipotle today, and I'm like, that.
It's putting all the stuff on it,
yeah,
hitting it again and again and again. That's funny. It's like when you go to a ballpark. Huh, when we had baseball, I mean, I guess we do have baseball minor league and other teams, but they have the mustard dispenser, and you have your like hot dog or whatever, and you're hitting it, trying to get it to go all the way down the side. And there's people that don't like condiments. They don't put anything.
Hot dogs have
on
to have everything. You
that's
have
what I think.
The relish and the mustard and ketchup.
Yeah, absolutely. And onions, even if you like onions.
Yeah, the onion relish.
Yeah, you got to have that. But I have been with people that I went to lunch with somebody once, and this was somebody in sports, and I remember they were so, no condiments, nothing. I mean, I'm saying, they must have said it 20 times, just blank, just plain, just the two pieces of bread and the meat, that's just that. And I was like, wow, I hope they don't, like, dip it accidentally in ketchup or something. Because a lot of times, you know, it's like the fast food places, they say, have it your way, make it your way, but they don't really, they kind of make them up already with sauce and stuff on them.
I did that when I was a kid. Like, I would get nothing on it, and I felt like when I grew up, I just wanted to experiment, and then I'm like, oh, this is actually good.
It's good.
Like, why did I do it that way for so long?
Yeah. I mean, it's like when you go eat Chinese food, right? So you get Chinese food. You got to have soy sauce or something on it, like the rice, the stuff. Some kind of sauce.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm about that. Absolutely. I mean, some people, like, especially diety, will eat, they'll get tuna. Any of you guys out there do this? I'm on a diet. They go get, like, giant cans of tuna, open them up, and they're just having plain tuna on bread, no mayonnaise whatsoever.
Yeah, you get the tuna, but you mix it with mayo, and you make the tuna salad, and you put a little onion in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just can't. Oh, I can't even eat that.
I love the people on diet that's like, I don't like condiments, but they eat ranch on everything.
Right. But ranch doesn't count, except for it has all those calories. All right, last one. A slew of superheroes. When you have Batman, all these different franchises. I just saw the Batman one that just came out, and Spider-Man. Do you think, are you kind of old school, or should just be maybe one or two people in the lifetime of the film play that? Or do you like the idea that we have all these different cuts and directors and ways of looking at these superheroes?
I don't know. I have a mixed feeling being a film student. I feel like they've just remade stuff so many times.
Yep, me too.
Why not just come out with a new superhero?
Yep, that's what I say, foul.
A new Batman.
Yep.
Cut
him off.
Man, like,
cut him off at some point. All right, very good. Stay with us, everybody.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pleading with Western nations to close the skies over his country. He also asked for help directly to members of Congress, asking for military planes and other support. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin on that call, the Democrat telling NBC's Meet the Press it was surreal.
To have a person there on the front lines, taking mortars every day and basically seeing his people being slaughtered and willing to withstand all of this and fight back, and all he asked for was basically, just help me, I'll fight my own fight, just give me the tools to do it.
Meanwhile, a second attempt to evacuate civilians from a city in southern Ukraine fell apart due to Russian attacks. Russian and Ukrainian forces had agreed to an 11-hour ceasefire, but Ukrainian officials say Russians had closed the corridor. Former Vice President Mike Pence, during a speech in New Orleans, says there's no room for Putin apologists in the Republican Party. This is USA Radio News. A star basketball player faces years in a Russian prison. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Russian authorities have arrested star WNBA player Brittany Griner after finding cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport. Texas Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee criticizes Russia for the move.
Anyone that is killing and attacking and destroying Ukraine, their neighboring country that is not bothered and has no right to hold Ms. Griner.
If Russian officials rule Griner guilty of transporting drugs, she could face up to 10 years in a Russian prison.
American gas prices have surged to its highest level in more than a decade. AAA says the national average for a gallon of petrol is $4.01. Some parts of the country are paying more, however. California's gas price average is now more than $5 a gallon. Actor Mitchell Ryan died Friday. He was 88. Ryan was the villain in the first Lethal Weapon movie. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We take you to Australia for a conversation with Gloria Devine. Wow, what an interesting life she's had. And she's experienced many different cultures, really. She grew up in the Caribbean, went to England when she was 11, worked in the U.S., and, of course, is now in Australia. And she's written a series of books. Perfect Company is the key title of it. And it's Perfect Company Persecution, Perfect Company Jesus Made Me a Saint, and Perfect Company Jesus Reveals Secrets. And she's got another one that's coming out soon. Gloria, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
So let's talk about your latest book. And I know you talk about your life in these books, and that's important, and how it relates to other people. But the latest book, how does that relate to other people, and what did you dive into?
Perfect Company 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is subtitled Persecutions. And the reason why it was labeled persecution is that Jesus gave in this book, I write for 3 years, 2015 to 2017, on the things that Jesus wanted me to write on. And in this book, there's a lot of things on how I was persecuted in the church by prayer groups, places that I visited, I encountered evil spirits. For instance, when I went to the USA on holiday, we went to a museum at Alabama, and I encountered an evil spirit dwelling in the statue of a Ku Klux Klan figure.
Oh.
Yeah, and these were different things. Jesus has also pointed out to me that these evils are also on the website and on the worldwide internet system. I had many attacks in my mail. My people came into my house and placed medication and placed evil things on my medication and my food. He showed me how computers and cars and shopping centers are infested with evil. So Persecutions is really a book whereby Jesus has pointed out to me how unsafe our society is today, and so many people do not know about it.
And it's interesting because you write it in like this diary format, but there's also room for other people to absorb the material. And what do you hope people learn from your story and the space that you've given them?
Yes, I've written about the years that I have been with the Lord for from 2015 to 2017, but I also covered topics on the Divine Mercy message, where my personal experiences of that is also recorded in the book. I also mention places and evil things and evil places, and there's another short chapter on that as well. And purgatory. This is a place where we go to be purified when we leave the world. And I mentioned different messages that have come out to tell us what purgatory is like. And so I mentioned that there.
And you have again, you can get all these books on Amazon. We certainly don't want to give it all away, but that really gives us a good slice of what the book's about. And you also wrote Perfect Company 2, Jesus Made Me a Saint. And what did you mean by that?
Well, in Perfect Company 2, what I had a dream whereby someone from heaven came and told me I have achieved sainthood, and I think that was in 2012, and so that was it. So at that end, that's why I labeled that and subtitled that book, Jesus Made Me a Saint, because I was told that I had achieved sainthood.
Wow. And what do you want people to take from that?
From the book?
Yes, from that book, reading your book.
Well, from reading my book, I feel like people will understand that God is who he says he is. He will be friendly with us if we reach out to him, that he loves us very much. He is also waiting for us to come. The greatest thing he's asking for us to do is to repent of our sins and to invite him into our lives. And he's not a myth. You know, Jesus is really puzzled by the way people sort of ignore him, even though he has come on earth and lived among us. They treat his stories as though he doesn't exist. So people will realize that Jesus is very real, and that his church is what it stands there for his glory. And that we should take the opportunity to join him and be with him and listen to his word and read his gospel. We also need to remember that people need to be baptized, because what we find is that a lot of people are not understanding that baptism is a very important ingredient in a Christian life. And when I was, one of the things that made me come to Christ much closer was when someone tried to harm me when I was about 29 years old. And after I was baptized, I was a completely healed person. So baptism is very important to all of us, as Christians. We also repent of our sins and read our Bible daily, because that will help our souls to progress. Now, while I was doing the book, I had two phenomenal messages I was reading from, and the first one was True Light in God Messages by Vasudha Raidan, and these are powerful messages if anyone wants to be reading them too, and also the Marian Movement of Priests, where our mother speaks to the priests. So these messages kept me going as I could tap into them when I was feeling like it or wanted some inspiration or anything like that. As we say, the books are about my life. They're about my story with Jesus and the saints and Mother Mary. And they show people how to be better people, and that it's not hard to be friendly with the Lord. It's just that we need to keep his commandments, because today we find that people are not even going to church on a Sunday. And that's one of the commandments, you know, to keep his day holy. And we're finding there are all sorts of sins, and sins leads us to hell. People don't even know what sin is, and they don't seek these things out. So this book, you know, helps people to reconnect with the Lord. If they're lost, or if they're unable to find their way in life or wondering what their problem is, it's very easy just to ask Jesus to come into their lives and start to take, a good step towards him, and he will do the rest.
What a wonderful message, and it's a perfect place to end this. Absolutely, you have summed it up brilliantly. Gloria Devine, you will find out so much more about her and how this can apply to your life as well in all of these books that you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold. Gloria, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
All right, thanks so much to Gloria for that conversation. We turn quickly to, you know, are we in an endemic? We certainly feel like we're out of the pandemic. That's a question the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, I imagine, they're asking themselves, whether that's something they're not going to discuss in public or not. But what's interesting is I was just reading something that somebody sent me that they're now advising doctors that it's actually okay to discard doses of the vaccines if it means opening up the standard multi-dose vials to vaccinate a single person, and the rest has to be tossed. So this is the word you would call pivoting. It seems that we're pivoting because you got stockpiles, in the U.S. You have them in other places too, Germany and Japan, and they're not being redistributed, and it's a pretty big problem, right? So you think of where we're at, and you look at, like, Michigan. They got rid of 1.5 million doses. In North Carolina, you all got rid of 1.45 million, 1 million in Illinois, almost 725,000 doses in Washington. Hey, they couldn't be used. It's weird because the percentage of wasted doses apparently in California is about 1.8%, but they got 84 million doses and they administered like 71 million of them. So that's like, what, I do my math, 1.4 million, something like that. And providers are asked to keep the doses until they expire, then properly dispose of them. So what are you going to do? I mean, you're tracking these millions of doses. The state health departments are doing that, and they're seeing what went to waste. That's where those numbers came from. And if you can't use it, you know, ones that expired that were in a multi-dose vial, they couldn't be used completely or had to be tossed for some other reason, like temperature issues, or maybe, you know, they get broken vials or, you know, whatever. But this does tell you where we are. Pivoting is, I hate that word, but is really where we are, I would say, right now. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, a conversation with Tom Foster.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
He's written a book called Sanute Chronicle, and this is the first of 5 fantasy books. Imagine he's really delved into this world. We're going to talk about his character, and is she a hero or is she a villain? There's some really interesting intrigue that goes on in this world. Tom, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
So let's go back to the beginning of this. What made you decide that, well, one, obviously you have an interest in fantasy and you like it, but what made you decide that you were going to become a writer of fantasy?
Oh, geez, I've been writing on and off since I was in the third grade, and finally at the age of 25, I got a half-hour ear-blistering lecture from my sister after she got a hold of one of my scripts, and that kind of decided it.
So when she told you she liked it, you were like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah, she had a funny way of telling me she liked it, because I was like, why aren't you doing this? Why wasn't you doing this for a lady? I mean, just a half hour of that, and I was like, okay, I get it. I'll start writing.
So you start writing, and then you come up with this world. Tell us about the book, and tell us about this series of fantasy books and what you can expect and what it's like.
Well, the fun thing about Sanute is you don't really know if she's a hero, is she a villain. or is she just somebody that's really upset at the people that betrayed her? And that was the main goal of this. I didn't want her to be a straight-up bad guy or, a shining knight in shining armor. I just wanted it to be a story that could be told that people would latch onto and enjoy.
Yeah. So tell us more about what she encounters. What happens in Sanyutae Chronicle?
Well, Sanyutae starts, she's a young girl that's taken in for lack of a better word, a good order. Basically, knights, priests, clerics. She's turned into a weapon that does their dirty work. She's considered unclean. She's from the desert tribe. She's basically a cast off.
Wow.
Up and sound useful. Yeah, and so they basically turned her into a weapon, and then later on, because of a prophecy that scared the Grand Master, they decided to cut her loose.
Was it fun for you to write about this, to flush that character out and deal with the Grand Master and other characters in the book?
After a while, because, the only reason it came along is because I had a copy of El Mister Goes to Hell thrust in my face by an old friend and said, while he was saying that was kind of an odd motivation to get started. But once I got into her, I started enjoying the character, started to flesh her out and make her walk, run, swing a sword, and, just general mayhem.
How good is she with the sword?
She's actually the best in her order. She doesn't have a lot of equals. She's a smaller, kind of a smaller woman, so she doesn't have size or strength on her side, but she has speed, experience, and just she's vicious.
What made you decide to take in this book? What made you decide to create Sanyutae and go through her travels? Why a woman hero or villain?
We always see like the big barbarians, the big knights, the big men. They're coming, they're basically tear everybody up in the fantasy stories, and then we see the smaller, the light, that bad guys. We see all these different types of tropes and stereotypes that they're fun to read and fun to watch. It's just, what if you take the two and combine them and see what you get? That was my main thought in that one.
Yeah. What if your friends and family said about your writing? Because now, this isn't just a paper. These are books.
My family is really, still waking up. But my family supports me all the way. My dad wishes he would have got me into writing a long time ago. That's what he says all the time. As far as my sister, she still reads whatever I give her, and she's laid off on the lectures finally.
That's nice to have that family support. Where will you go from here? What happens next? I mean, first of five fantasy books, what's next in the steps that you're taking?
Well, Parchment Global is going to be publishing these five, and I have started writing another series of Sanyutae since I've done the Chronicles. Now I want to move on to the Legends. That's kind of a rough go because I have to find, apart from finding the time, that's what I want to do with it, to keep building this world, do different quests, different characters, and just kind of flesh it out a little more.
What do you hope people take away from reading Sanyutae Chronicle? What do you hope they take away from all of these books that you put together, which you'll be able to get on Amazon and Barnes & Noble?
The fact that this is a living, breathing world, and it has so many different characters to it. There's, something for everybody to kind of identify with. It's not just the epic quest. There are actual characters in this story that could spin off from the main series and be their own people, Some people might be goofy. Some people might be evil. Basically, something for everyone.
I like that. There's something for everyone. Tom, thank you so much, and good luck with Legends after all of this comes out and this character is so fascinating. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to Tom for that. What's buzzing in the land? I like to say that this show is about what you're talking about, I'm talking about, our friends are talking about, our families are talking about, no matter if you're in the East Coast, West Coast, the South, Southwest. We're all Americans. We're all feeling the pinch. Where? At the pump. You know, gas prices over $4 a gallon for the first time in over a decade. I've said on this show so many times, and I've done this show for over 15 years, that when you hit that $4 mark, that's when people freak out. That's when people really start to realize, oh, what's happening, and I think we realize it, but what's happening with Russia and what's happening in the Ukraine, because we are dependent on Russia. That's the whole idea of importing what we have to import from them, and that goes to the argument of domestic oil, and that's the drill, 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 and there's opposition to that, but that's a whole different story. So anyway, the national average price for gasoline is over $4 a gallon. So AAA says it was $4.09, so that's up almost 10 cents from Saturday and 40 cents from last week. And, you know, you want to talk about really getting hit, Californians. And if you had any kind of a, I don't know, BMW luxury car, oh, you're definitely paying $6. And, you know, you're listening to me in California, so you know exactly what I am talking about. Craziness. And I am so proud of Americans from all over the country. Look, this story is starting to get a lot of ink, but I'm going to talk about it. There is a place that makes incredible cheesecakes, the Latka Cheesecakes and Espresso Place. It's in San Antonio, Texas, and it's a Ukrainian-owned bakery, and they wanted to do something. They're seeing what's happening, and it's horrifying. So for 3 days in February, from February 25th to 27th, what the business owners did is they raised more than $72,000. And how did they do that? The idea came, okay, what can we do? What if we just take everything we make from this weekend, from these days, and we just donate it? And that's exactly what they did. So I say bravo to them for that. I mean, what a wonderful idea. And more things are happening. Like American Express, they suspended their operations in Russia and Belarus, right? So they're not doing it. We're seeing that more business is falling off for Russia. The ruble is just dropping like nobody's business. And talking about that, in Russia, the Russian people, when would you ever think this? Russian people protesting. More than 4,600 people supposedly were detained during a protest on Sunday. And there's an independent group monitoring this, so that's where those numbers come from. But when would you think that would happen? When would you think that you would see the people on the streets complaining? Because why? They have family. They see what's happening. They don't think it's right what's going on. Many of the people in Russia, what's going on in going after the people of the Ukraine. So they're really risking a lot by putting themselves out there on a different front line, and good for them for showing their discord that, hey, we're not happy. Especially when you think, and this has been estimated in the last couple of days, that we don't know the exact number, but Russia's fired about 600 missiles since this invasion began, and it's getting worse. So Ukrainians are protesting in a whole bunch of different areas where Russian troops are there, have arrived, because you think of the different cities, and you look at Kyiv. I keep talking about that. And, of course, the mayor there is sad for the loss of people, for the deaths, the civilian deaths. People are just trying to flee the Russian attack. But Ukrainians have really banded together, and they go after these Russian soldiers. They're not giving up. It's just an incredible, incredible thing to see. All right, thanks so much to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Again, do what you can to help the people of the Ukraine. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.